Ches, we had the Machokas Rabbi and Rav Yosef, whether she writes Tzvichi Shuma, she writes Lot Tzvichi Shuma. We had two Lishonos in understanding the Machokas, just to remember, get our bearings. We have the case of a person who's Mekadosh and Isha with Shirai, with a silk garment, and the Gemara says, according to the Lishna Kama, so the Machokas is Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Rabbi says, Shirai, Lo Tzvichi Shuma, Rav Yosef, Tzvichi Shuma, according to the Lishna Kama, the Machokas is when he set a certain value to it, he said Chamshin, and it turns out it was Chamshin, but there was no Shuma. Vishitas Rashi and Tosis, the Shuma has to be done right then, at the time of the Kedushin, before she receives it. The Rabbah holds nonetheless, as long as it's established to be Chamshin, there's no reason why she's not the Kudeshes. Rav Yosef, on the other hand, holds Tzvichi Shuma, according to Rashi, at the time of the Kedushin. So what's the problem? So according to Lishna Kama, because Lo Samcha Daita. Since Itza Lo Bikia B'Shuma, so she doesn't really know if it's in fact the right value, so Lo Samcha Daita. So it's an inyan that she has to be Samech Das on the Kesef. We explained exactly the significance of that idea. It's not true by every Tanai. Tanai is also unclear to her whether the Tanai will be fulfilled, but nevertheless, when the Tanai is fulfilled, that's a valid Kedushin. And nonetheless, over here it's different. We had different ways to explain that. We had the Matnas approach. Back at the beginning of the Sugya, we had our own approach. But that's the first Lashon of the Gemara. The second Lashon the Gemara learns, and according to the first Lashon, that's all because he said Chamshin. Let's say it was Koldehu. Now, here you have two ways to understand Koldehu. Either Koldehu means that he actually said a Mekadeshu with Koldehu, whatever it is, so it's like very much stated that it could be anything. So then the Gemara says there's no Machokas, because there's no problem of Lo Samcha Daita. Even Rav Yosef would agree, because she's obviously going along with Koldehu, whatever it is. That's one Pshat Koldehu. The other Pshat Koldehu is that even if you don't say Chamshin, that's the equivalent of Koldehu. As long as he didn't say it's this amount, then when she agrees, when she takes the Kedushin, that is in effect saying that she's going along with whatever it is. That's what Koldehu means, not that he had to say Koldehu. Okay. This is all the Lishna Kama. According to the Lishna Basra, the Machokas is in fact by Koldehu. And what can be the Pshat? I over here, Chorish, there's no problem of Smichas Das, of lack of Smichas Das. Koldehu means that she goes along. But the Gemara brings in a different point. According to Rav Yosef, it's a din of Kayetz. That Shavuot Kesef is like Kesef. We have a Reboy learning how Shavuot Kesef is Kesef. And we say it has to be just like Kesef is Kayetz. It has to be Shavuot Kesef is Kayetz. The Mashmos of the Rashba later in the Sugya, and Rashi is Mashma that way as well. That means that the Kayetz means in the form of a Shuma. The same way that the Inyan of that we discussed in the first Lashon of Samcha Daita requires a Shuma. So Kayetz means a Shuma of professional Shamoim, of appraisers. And this is a halacha at the time of the Kedushin that has to be appraised. Otherwise, it fails the test of Shavuot Kesef Kekesef. These are the two Lishonos of Rabban and of Yosef. Then we have the Shachar V'Tayr that follows. Of Yosef has two rayas, two different Minoaminolas and of Yosef, one from the case of Eved Ivri, the drasha that we mentioned over there, Bekesef Nikesef Miknaso. So we dash in Bekesef Uniknev, and Nikim Betul Bekalim. So of Yosef thought that was a raya to his Shita. And the Gemara's Doche that the drasha means something different, either in Chalipin, or has to do with the idea that maybe you would say that even without Shavuot Pruta it might be enough because it's a mikvah hanayasa. Either way, it doesn't prove of Yosef. The second benamin of Yosef is in the case of Pidyon HaBen, that there was a case that didn't work when he says Ego Zeh, or Talazeh Lo Pidyon Bini. Yosef thought that was based on his problem, that Tzvichi Shuma. So again, the Gemara is Docha Deraya, it's a different issue, it's really not worth Chamislayim, but it works because in one case when he's Mekabalit, that's when it works, in the other case he's not Mekabalit, Chamislayim, no Liddi Shavali doesn't work. Liddi Shavali has its own parameters, as the Gemara goes on, and we discussed as well. This is many, many shiurim, of course, of Chazara, over the course of Yant, if you have much time, of course, to do proper Chazara. Of course, within these rayas of the Gemara, we have to understand which Lashon is of Yosef coming to prove, and this is different diukim in the Tosafin, as far as the first Menah Minilah, the second Menah Minilah, the implications of saying that it's the first Lashon that Yosef was discussing in terms of Pidyon HaBen. We had a whole separate shiur on that issue, Pidyon HaBen, Tichas Das, Sochera, what kind of Kenyan is it? It's just a Piron Chov. Okay, after all of this, after all of this, we all know this so well, now we have to know, how do we paskin? How do we paskin? And what does it mean that the Gemara seems to paskin this issue? Lish the Kama, lish the Basra, and is it true across the board? The case here is Shirai. The Gemara, after discussing other sugyas, comes back and it gives us a hachra on this sugya as well as other sugyas that follow. So on Daf Tes, just before the sugya of Kesa Dishtar, because until Daf Tes of it out in the middle, it's the sugya of Kesef, then starts Tan Rabban Dishtar Kesa, then it goes into Inyanim of Shtar, then it goes into Kiddushei Biyah, on Amid Beis. In any event, just before that, the Gemara has a final word about a number of issues relating to Kiddushei Kesef, going back to Shiroi. And the Gemara says, V'hilchasa, Shiroi lo tzvichi shuma. So the Gemara passed judgment on this machlokes, seemingly. Seemingly, what the Gemara is saying is, Hilchasa kiraba. Hilchasa kiraba. Straightforward. Shiroi lo tzvichi shuma. That's what Rabbi said. Then they have another issue, Hilchasa Kerav Elazar, that's the next Gemara. Hilchasa Kerav Amrav Nachman, that's the other Gemara. Mana Enka Mashka Enka, good. The Rishonim struggle here, though, with the Diuk in the words of the Gemara. And this is a Diuk that you can make a lot of or not make a lot of, depending on what you want to do with this Diuk. Why does the Gemara state, with regard to the question of Shiroi, Hilchasa Shiroi Lo Tzvichi Shuma? When it comes to the other pronouncements of the Gemara v'Hilchasa, the Gemara focuses on the individual that we are accepting what he said. L'halacha v'Hilchasa k'Rav Elazar. That's the case of Harizim Mekudeshes v'Yashrim, the next Gemara that we'll do. And then again on the other Gemara, Niskatzvi d'mana v'niach mashkin aleha ha'enu Mekudeshes, mana enkan mashkin enkan. The Gemara doesn't give you the case, the Gemara gives you the Amora. V'Hilchasa k'Rav Amar of Nachman. So the Gemara should have said, V'hilchasa kirabah. We know what we're talking about. We're going in order to the sugyas. So why does the Gemara instead bring us the exact issue as opposed to simply identifying who it is that we're paskening like? That's a deal that many Rishonim make. Yes?
But the Paskei Halacha before Shirai also doesn't quote his name. And then right before...
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But that was... Yeah. Yeah.
It's right after. You could say, right, that's why.
Right. But now we're already going back, so you would expect it to be similar to the Amoraim that follow. Yeah. So good. This is a deal. Again, it could be that there's nothing to make of this. Tosis has all kinds of possibilities. You look at the end of the Tosis, Vilchisa and Daftes. Odiyesh Mefarshim. Mishum hachi lo ka'amar hilchasa kirab. The lo tema, the haidu baba, the ika da amri, the bechol dehu o tzvichi shuma. Maybe it's only the Basra that we want to paskin. Like if he says the Karaba, that means that within the Lishna Basra that there's a machokes of Kodu. But let's say by Shavu Chamshin, then maybe there's a problem of Smichas Das. Tikach Pasak the Bishumin Yilo Bay Shuma. Yeah, the Red Meshach is Medayik from this that Hosu wasn't going the word Nami in the Gemara. The Lishna Basra, the Bachal doesn't accept the issue of Smichas Das. So I wouldn't know what to say about this Hilchasa Kerab. I might attribute it to the Lishna Basra, but there is a problem with Smichas Das maybe. So the Gemara wants it to be clear, Hilchasa, what Smichi Shuma, even if you say Chamshin, this is 1/8 that Tosus gives. Lemaisa, there's another way to go with this Diuk. And this is what you see both Rabbeinu Tam does it in his way, and the Rambam does it in his way. And this is going to open up the Sugya in a whole different direction. Namely, that when the Gemara is saying Hilchasa Tzvichi Shuma and not say Hilchasa Kerab, it's because the Gemara wants to imply that this idea that you don't need Shuma is limited to Shirai. For some reason, Shirai doesn't need Shuma, the Kiddushin is valid. Without Shuma, without doing the Shuma right now. However, other things, different and they're distinct from Shirai, would require a Shuma. So that means we're not taking Rabbah and applying him everywhere. Now, this could go in two ways. It's also, you have different mashmos and Rishonim here. That could mean one of two things. That could mean that the Gemara is pasking partly like Rabba, but not completely like Rabba. In other words, Rabba's shita of lo tzrichi shuma was stated all the time by Shirai and anything else. The Gemara is limiting the psak of Rabba to only cases of Shirai for the reasons that we have to see. Or what actually end up, that's what the Rajba's mashma later could be. No, could be that the Gemara is ultimately saying that Rabba himself, right, is only saying it by Shirai, and that's good for what the Gemara wants you to realize. It's only true by Shirai. Okay, what's exactly going on here? So I want to focus mostly on the Rambam, but maybe we should start with Tosis. This requires a lot more time, but maybe if we get to Daftes, and maybe you get to Daftes, a Kopanim, we'll have to speak a little bit about Tosis, but then I want to go bigger to the Rambam. So what do you have in Tosis is an interesting sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, take a look in the middle of the Tosis. The questions that we basically spelled out are mentioned in the Tosis in the beginning. But Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Asalash Mi'inan, the Dafka Shirai Hu Delo Tzrichi Shuma. What makes Shirai different? The Fish Shumasan Yadua Ksas. There is some awareness of the value of Shirai. The Ein Regil Litos Bo Kolkach. It's not so common to make a complete mistake about the value. And therefore, Shirai Lo Tzrichi Shuma, seemingly, we don't think that there's going to be major problem of what issue. The issue seems to be implicit in Rabbeinu Tam. The issue of Lishna Vasra, the issue of Lishna Kama. No? Lishna Kama. No, the issue is going to be about Tzmichas Gas. So here, we could say, well, Tzmichas Shuma, there's no reason to be concerned about Tzmichas Gas. Avashad Varim, Kigon Avam Tavos Margolios. But what about not Shirai, but gems, diamonds, and the like? Sheyesh, she'enam tovos ela ma'at. Really, if you take it to a professional, they'll tell you it's got imperfections, it's really not so worth so much. But, nevertheless, it glistens, it's shiny, and somebody looks at it and thinks, who knows, I could become a millionaire with this, right? Here, a mistake could occur that a person could be, if you're an amateur, you could make a wild, gross error about its value. Avotos Margolios, unless you're in the field, you really could be totally off base, complete. Regilim litos. Tzrichi shuma. Lashon HaTosfos mishum delo samcha daita. So suddenly again, the problem that's re-emerging now is the Lo Samcha Daita. So again, either the pshat is that we're only accepting Rabba by Shirai, or maybe even Rabba himself is limited to Shirai. But the problem is only resolved. The problem of Smichas Das is only seen as resolved by Shirai, which is not so... People have a certain awareness of what it is. But Avamtos Margolios, that is a bigger issue. And the problem is the fund is Lo Samcha Daita. Now what is the point of Rabbeinu Tam? L'chor does he mean that the mistake is going to be, in the case of Shirai, what's the issue of Rav Yosef Lo Samcha Daita? So the case is number one that he says Chamsa. He gives a price. And Lo Samcha Daita, she doesn't really know if she's getting that full amount. For all you know, it might be less. So therefore, even if you'll do the Shuma later, Rashi and Tosfos hold it doesn't work because she doesn't feel comfortable right now knowing that it's really what he said it is. So in response to that, we say, Shirai lo tzrichi shuma. She feels secure enough that the stomach is what he says. And as long as you establish it later, no problem. But what would be something like Avod and Tavos Margolios? So if you apply the rationale here to that, it would mean that he says it's worth whatever, a lot of money, and she's not so sure. She knows that these things could really be off. And she knows it might be really worth a fraction of that amount of money. So there, the Lo Samcha Daita problem is more pronounced. That's what we heard the way you learn it. And therefore, to learn it that way is to assume that the case that we're discussing in this Rabbeinu Tam, if you'd stop Rabbeinu Tam right now and say, what would be the point? The Shirei was Svicha Shuma, but Avadim Tavis Magalias needs Shuma. What's the case talking about? That when he gives her the diamond, what does he say? He says Chamshin, or whatever, 5,000, 50,000, right? You know, a high amount. And she's not so sure that it really is worth that. She's skeptical, and she has the right to be skeptical, because these things, people really could make big mistakes with that. And therefore, there's a problem. But what about the equivalent case of Kol Dehu, where the Lishna Kama says that even Rav Yosef would agree? So again, Kol Dehu can mean one of two things. Kol Dehu can mean, he said Kol Dehu, Kol Dehu is the default, with those who didn't say Chamshin. So then, in the case over here, right there, no problem, right? Cheref, that would be the case. Rabbeinu Tam Zdiuk, Pshat in the Gemara, Shirei was Tzvichei Shuma, but other things like that people are ragil to make mistakes about, Tzvichei Shuma, meaning when you have the problem of the Lishna Kama, the case of Chamshin. But a case of Kol Dehu, however you explain the case of Kol Dehu, then there would be no problem whatsoever, because then there is Tzvichei Shuma anyway. This is clearly how the Rush would have liked Rabbeinu Tam to be understood. But we'll see, Chorei Rabbeinu Tam, it's mashma not that way. Let's go on a few lines in Tosis. The next line of Tosis says, based on this pshat of the Gemara, that Shad Vod Kodavon Tos Margoli Yos Yish Erem Tobos Almaat Vigim Litos Bahar Beyoser Tzvichei Shuma Mishum Dil Sam Chadaita. Again, Chorei, we would explain it the way we just did. Lefikach nagu ha'olam, because of this pshat in the Gemara of Rabbeinu Tam, the custom has been, and this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, we'll soon see, l'kadesh b'tabas she'en ba'evan, that when you use a ring for Kedushin, which become the minig, of course, many, many centuries, to use a ring for the Kedushin, it shouldn't have any stones. You all know this, you've been at weddings, you've been the chasen, you've seen the chasen, yeah, or you're close up, so there's no, and there's no stone there. Why? Now here's the question: why? Because otherwise you have this problem that Shirei was Tzvichei Shuma, but Avam Tavos needs Shuma. What?
Say Kol Dehu.
So Chora, if you say Kol Dehu, it shouldn't matter. The way we just said, or say stronger, if you define Kol Dehu as what? As Stam, default equals Kol Dehu, not saying Chamshin is the equivalent of Kol Dehu, the Rashba thought, and we'll see maybe the Rashba's mashman that way, then Vaita, what's the problem? It's only a problem if you're going to give a value when you do it. Then the fact that there's a stone there is a problem. So this and if, and again, it's mashma here that there is a problem regardless. If you hold that all that built into a case is Kol Dehu, then suddenly Rabbeinu Tam is presenting a smichas das problem even by Kol Dehu. And Yechorei it's Mukhrach that seems to be Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, because Rabbeinu Tam now has kashas from the Gemara Sleid of Hadama Kaman Perek Sheni in the Kesir Nukimta. In the case, Gemara says the case is that he's Mekadesh not with a milveh, but he added a stone, Hosfa Nofach Mishalo. So how could it work? You can't use a stone. The answer is Shamalo, so a teretz. They did assess, they did an appraiser. Or that Nofach is Kein Shiroi, that has a bit, that people do know a little bit what the value is. No, what's the kasha? Just say that case is talking about a case of Kol Dehu. If Rabbeinu Tam was limiting the problem to the context of the Lishna Kama as understood in our Gemara, which is only a case of Chamshin and not a case of Kol Dehu, so what's he asking from later? And then the next kasha, he has another kasha from Daf Yud Beis, Ugava, the Kaddish B'Avnei D'Kuchla, Rav Chisda was Meshayer, does he have a Pruta or not? But that case, Avnei D'Kuchla, sounds like it was a stone. You can't use that because there we say Tzvichei Shuma according to everybody. Hilchasa only Shirei lo Tzvichei Shuma again, so he has to answer. That doesn't really mean a stone; it means something else. It's marble. It doesn't mean a diamond. What's the problem? And brings rayas to that. Then what's the whole kasha? You can solve the problem by working a case to be a case of Kol Dehu, especially if every case is Kol Dehu. So why are we assuming that it's always a problem not to use such a stone? And why does he have kasha to the Gemara later? From this, it would be mashma that according to Rabbeinu Tam, this problem exists even beyond where the Lishna Kama would go. The Lishna Kama has Kol Dehu as fine. And Rabbeinu Tam is presenting a problem, and his words are Losham Chadaita. That was the words of Rabbeinu Tam. So, Lemaisa, this is not my kasha. The Rush here on our Gemara quotes Rabbeinu Tam here in Simen Ches, and he brings the Dik Rabbeinu Tam that Shai Dvarim Shirai Lo Tzrichu Shuma Shai Dvarim like Avadim Tovos, which you don't really know the Shuma Palm Shato and Harbe Tzrichu Shuma Shemusar Chadaita. Then he brings the Kach Noagu HaOlam Kadosh V'Tabas Sheba Evan, like we have in the Tosis we just read. And he brings the whole Shak of the Tari from the Gemara later, what do you do with those Gemaras. But then, the Rush has a Ha'ara on Rabbeinu Tam. If you look in the Rush, he says, Miu, after he brings basically verbatim what we just read in our Tosis, Miu, Lo Berira Li Hait Haima, Masha Noagu HaOlam Lo Hasir HaEvan Min HaTabas. It's not clear to me what Rabbeinu Tam says, that the custom has been to remove the stone from the ring, based on this concern Rabbeinu Tam is extracting from the sugya. The ha'arminan, says the Rash, but kol dehu lo pligi l'lish nekama. Kol dehu, there's no machlokas, continues the Rash. The ein derech l'aseis shuma l'tabas so kedushin. Listen to the Daig, what is the Rash saying in effect? Kol dehu, there's no machlokas l'lish nekama, and it's not the norm l'aseis shuma l'tabas so kedushin. It's not the norm for what? When a person is mekadesh with a ring, to say to the woman, the ring is worth X. So what the Rush is saying in effect is what? And if he doesn't say chamshin, then what do I have here? Kaldu. So here you have another Rishon to put together with the Rashba. The Rashba we saw at the beginning of the sugya, very beginning, that says that kolduhu doesn't mean he said kolduhu. Kolduhu, as long as he didn't spell out a figure, that's the equivalent of kolduhu. She's going on with whatever it is, because he didn't spell out anything. The Rush is basically assuming the same thing. And therefore he says, why do Rabbeinu Tam draw a conclusion based on his pshat in the Gemara that only Shiroi would tzrichi shuma, but Avadim Tovos need a shuma because derech litos harbe, and therefore noagu l'hasir es ha'evan, and not to use a ring that has a stone in it. What do you mean? You're not saying a value, so it's kolduhu. It's kolduhu, so then you see the Lishna Kam has no problem of smichas das. That's the Rush's kasha. So when the Torah actually brings this din, he doesn't extend it to the case of Nohagul Ha'as. He just brings the issue of Avadim Tovos not to use, maybe because in that case he would say the value. No, maybe you could argue that maybe you're worried in the case of a ring with a stone, maybe he might say a figure and then it'll be a problem, so it's Och, Gzeira, no. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought as follows, in Simen Lamed Aleph, Yesh Omrim, Shem Kisha Bedavar, this is in Sif Beis, Shem Kisha Bedavar, Shem Bekiyin Bishumasan, Upa'omim Tohen Behem Harbe, Kigon Avadim Tobos and Margolios, the Kayotse Behem, Ba'omar Lois, Kachi Li, the Eben Zuz, the Shavan Nun Zuz. Listen carefully to the case, how he brings it. Yesh Omrim, this is the Yesh Omrim of Rabbeinu Tam, because there are other Pshatim in the Gemara that don't expect this halacha. Okay. All this is built on Rabbeinu Tam Pshat of the words of the Gemara that Hilchas Hashiva wrote for Yechishuma. So we have a sheet in there that says that if kids are Dabar She'im Bekiyim B'Shumas, and then sometimes you make a large, big mistake, such as Avadim Tovos Margolios, the Omala, his Kachili Be'Evan Zuz She'Shavin Nun Zuz, then Sarach Shuma Dulo Sam Chadaita. The Yesh Misha Omer, further says the Machaber, Shafiu Kitsha Be'Evan Stam, the Lo Omala Shashavin Nun Zuz, Tzvi Chashuma. Ukach Nagu Kaddish B'Tabas Shein Ba'Evan. What's the first Yesh Omrim, and what is the Yesh Misha Omer? Now we know. The first Yesh Omrim is who? The Rush, who never wanted to take Rabbeinu Tam as far as the case of Kolduhu. So, if you use a davashe toin bo harbe avam tovos and he says a value, then there's a problem. The yesh mishomash afil kitcha be'evan stam tzricha shuma ukach nag ukach debav shein be'evan. So if you look in the Gra, that's exactly what the Gra says on the two opinions. The first shita is where he says shavin nun zuz tur v'chenu b'debi harasa. Shekasav umi lobrira, the lobrira that we read in the Rush. I don't get this Rabbeinu Tam. Why will I nohagu? Abu betosus shal mashma, says the Gra, and the tosus is mashma. Kisvar Achrona. Because why is it Masechet Tosfos continues to bring kashis in the Gemara's later? The case of Nofech Mishalo and the Avna Kuchla, Vizel Shakasav, Ufigak Nagu, and so on. The Chen Kasav, Harashba, Baran Behedi, we'll soon see in a minute. And that Rabbeinu Tam is even talking about where it's a case of what would be called a Kovil case. Yeah. What would be Halach L'maisa? Big problem now. Because, you know, then maybe it is a Kedusha, maybe it's not a Kedusha. Im kitcha bit der amasef mit der kitcha bit abas yesh ba even ob stamt abas mit nimt so shol na khoshach ab ich in der kanes bka khashin u kedushin. Yeah, and after all he says, and therefore this is why halakha maysa also me come up nogen takha sa khufa lisho ge edim im tabas shav puta kedei she teda hakalash im kacha rapis pa bak shav puta. We'll see in a second that's based on Lucy and the Ran and the Raz. So yeah, okay.
The also Shirai is going to work and it's going to meet anything else, specifically stones and diamonds, that's right.
It's Shirai versus things such as that people could Shirai is typically not something people would be totally in the dark about, but things that could be very misleading, that could be a bigger problem.
Why does the Rush try to fit into either dealing with Chamshin or Kodu? It seems like he's just the Rabbi Tam just brings the case of Shirai Stam.
Yeah, because the problem that we're medayik, the Shirai case is no problem, and the other cases are a problem. The cases where people could be totally off in assessing it. So those cases, says the Rush, could not be a bigger problem than the Lishtakama would have. And if Lishtakama has no problem by Kodu, so what are you going to? You can't build a bigger case than Lishtakama would build by Shirai. Lishtakama of Rav Yosef. In other words, you can't make the problem that we're inferring, that we're implying, that we're inferring from the Shirai as opposed to anything else, worse than Shirai for Rav Yosef.
That's
what the Rush is assuming. Now, it's interesting. Again, we're not going to be able to do this to the fullest extent possible, but just to hear, what's the defense of Rabbeinu Tam? The Rush's taina sounds very compelling. How could you make it a bigger problem than you have in Rav Yosef himself in the Lishtakama? We're dealing with Lishtakama issues after all. So the Rishonim say something interesting. The Ran here and the Rashba there over there, Daftes, point out that the problem in Rabbeinu Tam by stones, diamonds, and the like is not the way we just said, that it's really the issue of it might be worth less. He says Chamsa. So he says it differently. He writes, the Ran writes, Avabinu Tam Amad Mishum Hachi Nakat Shiroi, Pisha Shumasan Yudua La Olam Ksas, Vena Dabba Matsilitos Ben Kokach, Biosim Ishavya. It's not so common to make a mistake. Avodvam Shirigin with us Bishavya and Habik Himagoli is the Evan Tova. Shiye Shaina Shava El Ma'at. Now listen to what he says. It could be worth very little. The Ephra Shihi Savura Shishava Kama Vakama. And she thinks it's worth. She's got dollar signs on her eyes, you know. She thinks it's worth a lot more. What we just said was the opposite. We said that, he gives it to her, and either he says chamshin or he doesn't say chamshin, and she assumes a certain amount, and she thinks she's not getting that enough. What is he saying? What's she expecting?
More.
What? She's expecting more. So what does it mean? So what's the problem? The problem is some chadaita. The problem is like a mekach tos. What's the problem? What? The Sham. She thinks it might be worth, but he's talking about a case of Colville. The Rush can't understand a problem about Colville. What's the problem? It doesn't say Chamshin. It's like a Colville. So she has this idea that who knows what it is? Who knows how much it's worth? So what is that? That's a Losam Chadaita problem, or that's a problem of Mekach Tos? What is that? Is it a Mekach Tos problem? Isn't that Vam Shebelev? Yes, she has this idea. Why should it be a problem exactly? What's the nature of this? The Rajba uses the words Losam Chadaita. The Rajba brings this down. Is it dafka b'shirayv shumasa nikeres avavon tos magolios she'ain shumasa nikeres v'yesh achas shavet kifri kifrayim mechaverta v'ha in halacha kimoso. The Rashba learns that Rabbah said it all the time, and we're not accepting Rabbah all the time. So the halacha is not like Rabbah by stones. Eretz v'icha shuma. Why? The shema tohi b'shumasa. She could be erring. The svura hi she'shavet yoser. Says the Rajba, even if you say Kodu, and interestingly, Rajba was going to say Kodu, but maybe he means that, or he means even for good measure, he didn't even say it. The Lashon HaRajba within Rabbeinu Tam is a problem of Losam Chadaita. And the Rajba is willing to consider that problem even if he said Kodu. For the Rajba, you have to say Kodu, but the Rajba even if he says Kodu, Enem Kudesh, the Losam Chadaita. And what's the problem? That she thinks it's worth a lot more. How does that fit the problem of Losam Chadaita? It sounds like it's a problem of Mekach Tos. But the Me'iri here seems to be bothered by this problem. The Me'iri here, and Agamara, brings this issue as well. He brings it, someone has said, this Pashto Midav is a Loma Shalom Kaddish Tabat Sheish Le'Evan, At Sheishum Le'Evan, and so on. Aber Magolius für Tabas verstehen der Ende. Okay, Mikol in Sarach Bram Elu. Sham Mekadesh Eino Maske Sacha Shivui. He doesn't say the amount. El Harei HaMekodesh Esli B'Dabar Zeh. The Kosher who came, Harei who called me the Kodu. This is like the Rush. If you don't say the amount, says the Riri, it's Kodu. U B'Kodu HaKol Modim Sh'Ein Sarach Shuma. B'Shum Dabar. Va'afilu Amra. Now let's say she'll come back and say, Svura Yisi Shehu Shavi Yoser. V'Lo Yabalibu Es Kadesh. El Be'erach Kach. I thought it was worth $500,000, and I only want to Kodesh if it's that. Dvam Shebelev. It's called Dvam Shebelev. The Rehu Kesava Yisi Shikahenes, and this is Levia, Shemekodesh. Badois, because she can't do that. If she's silent, that the presumption is that she's going along. So what's the, but because the meaning is in terms of Mekach Tos. But the Rajba already responded to that. The Rajba says the problem is not Mekach Tos, the problem is Losam Chadaita. So what seems to be the issue, bottom line, according to the Rajba's take of Rabbeinu Tam? If she on her own thinks that it's worth a lot, because people, you know, it could be worth a lot, but then again, you don't know. So you have built, even a Kodu case can be a problem of Rakas Michas Das. You have
one? One of the ways we explain why Kodu is okay is because like he doesn't really say, so she's okay with anything that he's thinking.
Good.
Meaning within like a range of
good. You're saying very good. Go ahead.
Meaning like she said, okay, it's gonna be like plus or minus whatever, and I'm okay with whatever it is.
But if the range is so way out,
yeah,
so then what? Then we have a problem of Rakas Michas Das, even by Kodu. This is the basic mahalach that you have to get for a bill time. We're not gonna be able to do it fully, but just to hear the basic gisha, the approach. Typically, by Shirai, for example, Koduhu doesn't have a problem of Smichas Das, because she's basically going along with whatever it is. But if the fluctuation can be such, so great, and it's very easy for her to think that who knows what it's worth, a large sum of money, so even the Koduhu can lead to the same problem of lack of Smichas Das. It's not a problem of Mekach Tos. It's a problem of Rekas Michas Das, and explain that better. What's the problem of Rekas Michas Das? We have to bring in what we said at the time. Where does a chesaron lie? In the Das Kedushin or in something else? The way we touch the sugya. Where is the problem of Rekas Michas Das lie? Where do you define it? What's the locus of that problem? In the Kesef. Hang on. The Kesef. that doesn't bring, or the Kesef, the Kabbalah Sarkesef, that doesn't bring with, along with it, a natural Gemiras Das for being secure in that Kesef, in that Shavius, that cannot create Kedush. That seems to be where Bein HaTam is going, at least we see from the Rashba. Therefore, even though typically by Kodu the problem doesn't exist, but by a case of stones and diamonds, a Kodu has the same drawback. More than Rav Yosef, we have Bashirai in Achinami. And here we're saying either with Rabbah or against Rabbah, beyond Rabbah, but we're saying that there's going to be a problem of lack of smichas das in a case of something which can naturally lead a person to think, who knows what it's worth, and therefore she's not really smich das on the value of the actual value, because she's thinking it's a different value. It's not a mekach tovus problem, it's a problem of lack of smichas das. That she doesn't, this kesef is not bringing with it the smichas das. Now what is, this is what the Gemara is saying. What, if you hold, like the Rashba says, that Rabbah said it all the time, the Gemara is going against Rabbah. They're going saying, here Rav Yosef was right. And even by Kodu. But what would Rabbah hold? What would Rabbah would hold? That the same way Shirai is Lo Tzrichi Shuma, even without Kodu, and certainly by Kodu, certainly, so he would say the same thing by stones. Why would Rabbah hold that way? You don't need Smichas Das. Is that the pshat? Think about this. Why would Rabbah disagree? I mean, the Gemara's the merit. You see the merit of this Gemara. That Yechira, if it's really a problem, he's not so much das on the Shabbos. He's thinking it's who knows what. It's not a question of Messias. I mean, it's true that people can make a big mistake about the value of the diamond. No. So why would Rabbah himself apply his reasoning even by Ebn Tovus Margolius? So I think this is going to be helpful for the Rambam, but I'm telling you a svar. We'll come back and we'll see what we can apply to the Rambam too. Seemingly, this could be explained as follows. She's not so mechdas on the value. That's the point of the Gemara. But maybe she's so mechdas on something else. What is she so mechdas on? On the chetzah. On the chetzah. On the ring with the diamond. So she might be thinking it's worth who knows what. But what she's giving kedushin for is for the chetzah. So maybe that's the point of Rabbah. That's what Rabbah and Yosef, Rabbah would say all the time, let's say. That's what the Rashba said. The Rabbi said it all the time. But the Gemara is limiting the halacha of Lot Tzrichi Shuma to Shirai. So what's Pshat and Rabbi? So the Gemara seems to say, by Shirai, she's so mechdas. Because it's basically, especially by a Kodu case, right? And even not by Kodu, but she's so mechdas. There's enough of a smichas das. Then the summit is 50. Close enough. As long as it is 50, it's fine. But by Avonim Tovos, then even a Kodu, there's no Smichas Das on the Shavis. But Rabbah said it all the time. Why? Because Rabbah says that she's Somech Das on the Chefts. Rav Yosef says, no, it always has to do with the Shavis, never the Chefts. Okay, this is, I think, a template that we could be able to apply soon now to the Rambam as well. The Rambam is going to go a whole different way on the Diuk of the Gemara. But this is a little bit of what we get out of Rabbeinu Tam. Again, the different shittas, you see whether it applies by Kodu or not, the Rush, the Meiri don't understand how it could be a problem, Stamazai, and you see the Rashba and the Rishon Sim, that is a problem. And it means because the problem is a greater problem of lack of smichas das, even by Kodu, if we're dealing with a case where it's, she could be making a mistake, you know, and grossly overestimating its value. But the problem is a problem, not a Mekach Toh, it's a problem of lack of smichas das. Ari. Yeah.
The Ran and the Rashi that we saw before, they said the issue I have been told some of earlier is that she's going to think it's like a crazy
person. Yeah.
That's all. That are they saying specifically within Kodu? That even in the case of Kodu,
the Rashba added a line. Even though why I think I don't know why Rashba had to add that line. He says even if he said Kodu, I mean why you have to say Amar? Well, the Rashba was Shittas, so you don't need to say Amar. But the Rashba says even Amar Kodu, it's go some chazayt. I think so. I mean, the point being, because otherwise you're right. The you know, because you know, Yeah, how could it be worse? Why do you have to automatically assume that the ring is, has to take, you have to take off the gem from the ring? Yeah?
Clarification, Ran holds that this is Daka Shirai? This is like rattling the tail, is that Daka Shirai?
The Gemara, yeah, either way, the deal is going to be this approach to the sugi, Shirai Daka as opposed to something else. What makes Shirai different from something else? Rabbeinu Tam's answer is Shirai are things that you wouldn't, you know, you basically have an idea.
So wouldn't Rabbeinu Tam then say that by Avadim Tovos and Margolios, then you wouldn't say Lotzim Shema, would say Lotzim Shema?
That's correct. That's the, and he extends it even to a case of Koldu, because that was Rashi's Hokasha. Stamazai, it's a case of Rashi assumes it's called Isai Koldu, and Miri also assumes that way. And yet we tell the person to get rid of the stone from the ring. Why? Koldu should have a problem with Sfichas Das, but the Rajba and the Ran say, yeah, because even Koldu, lo samcha daita, she thinks it's worth who knows what. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch means. Two sheetahs about. Initially, he says that it's only when you say a certain value. Then he says that Yesh Omrim, that even if you don't say Kidsha the Evan Stam, V'Omalash Shavu Nuzu, still Tzvicha Shuma, Kach Nagul Kadosh Be'Evan Tabashim Be'Evan. Again, we come up, and he says, after everything, Nargim Tachas Achup Lishol Eidim Imatabas Shavapruta, it's a Teda Hakalash Imekatcha Rakh Shavapruta. She shouldn't have these ideas that she's so mech and who knows how much it's worth. So therefore, it's a Shavapruta. She nods, Eidim nod. Right. That's what happens under the chup. Yeah.
We went through the end of Rabba's difference between Koldu and not Koldu by Abundant Togos.
Yes.
Are we saying that the rush would say that there is no difference?
The rush would say the only time there's a problem by Avadim Tovos is when you give a value.
And
the rush holds that by not saying a value, the rush holds like the Rajba also that that's called that's Koldu.
So we gave the Svara why Koldu would be okay.
She's going along with whatever it is. So if he doesn't say Chamshin, that's also going along with the default. With
not the Svara for the rush, as opposed to Rabbeinu Tam,
would not. Rabbeinu Tam, because Rabbeinu creates right. He has a problem with Lakas Michas Das inherent to the case. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the Rambam. The Rambam has also very unique sheet. There's a couple of things in Rambam that are important to note. We're going to soon see about what it means Svichi Shuma. That's another point. But in terms of this deal that we have in the Gemara, Shirai Lo Svichi Shuma. The Ram Perek Zayin of Ishus. Halacha Yud Ches. So you have the Rambam, right? You have the sheet. Amar La, Hareyat Mekudesh Asli, B'Gadim Eilu, Shehen Shavan Chamishim Dinrin. So this is like the case of Amar La Chamshim. Right? So he says, I'm begotten Kaddish you with these begotten, and here's their value. For how you so messy, they were made out of silk. This is what Shirayin are. The kayotze behen, again something very desirable. Shaiisha misava lahen. So the Rambam brings the case that you don't need shuma, and he explains because it's a case of messy, of the gadim that are of silk, that the woman would naturally has a desire for. Im hayu shavin chamshin. So if they're worth 50, Harezu Mekudeshes Meshachlikich. She's Mekudeshes from the time she gets it. Ve'enan Tzvichim Shuma B'Shuk. Ve'achakach Tia Mekudeshes. You don't need a way to have a Shuma later and then she'll be Mekudeshes. So right away you see what we're doing here is explaining that the Machlokas Rabbi of Yosef, this is already another point to see in the Rabbah. The machlokas of tzvichi shuma etzvichi shuma doesn't mean what we said in Rashi and Tosus, that the shuma is indispensable right now. Without it, there's no way to have a kedushin, even if you do the shuma later. To the contrary, the Rambam is saying the issue is only: will the kedushin take effect from now, or will it only take effect from the time of the shuma of later? Says the Rambam. So here we're talking about shirai, and shirai is unique in what regard? That the woman has a desire for it. And therefore, that's what the Gemara says, Hilchus HaShirai, what? Shirai? Lo Tzvichi Shuma. So therefore, you don't need the Shuma to make the Kedushin at that time. The Kedushin can be from now. And why? Now, so that's a separate discussion. We'll have to see about that in a minute, that the Shuma would allow the Kedushin even for Rav Yosef to take effect at that point. That's already has to be thought about. We'll come back to that point. But now, in terms of the distinction between Meshi versus other things, what is the Rambam stating here? The Gemara's Hachra, Shirai Rot Svichi Shuma, is saying that when do we accept Rabba? When do we say Rot Svichi Shuma and the Kedushin can be from now and not from the time of the Shuma? When? That's by Shirai. Because she has a desire for it. Now look at the, and again, let's look at the Rabba. Why should that be relevant? The Ein of Svichim Shuma B'shuk B'achakak Yom Kodesh is Kedei Shetitzmoch Daita. So again, which Russian of the Machokis are we thinking about to make such a distinction? What do you see in the Rambam? The Furish, Yishtakam. The point that the Rambam is going to extract from the Gemara, Shirai as opposed to other things, is also because the Gemara is obviously working within Yishtakam, that the problem is one of Lakas Michas Das. By Shirai, the problem doesn't exist, by other things, the problem does exist. We are being Machriya, like Rabba, by Meshi, by Shirai. So therefore, we don't say that what that by over here that you need to wait for the Shuma for the Kedushin to work. Kedei shetismach daita, that there should be smichas das. Ella, how the ain't shavik moshe amala. Since l'maisa it's worth, you have to obviously it has to be established. So harisam kudeshes mishavishon. From the very beginning, it was a Kedushin. Meino shavet ain't mukudesh. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? What's the difference? Rabba holds that Shirai ain't Svichi Shuma. Rav Yosef says there's a problem of Svichas Das. So what do we say? She desires it. So therefore what? Therefore because she desires it, she reads all the praising books, goes online and figures out what the price is supposed to be. She becomes more knowledgeable because she has a desire for Meshi, so she knows the price. She's more Biki B'Shuma. No, come on. That doesn't sound right. Let's not be mashmos of the Rambam. So what's the problem? What's exactly the point? What makes this different? Here, there's no problem of Svichas Das because she desires. We don't seem to have a problem of Svichas Das breaking the condition. And it could be Mekudesh as Misha Rishona. And the other cases, we don't have this aspect, this variable of that she desires it. Then what? Then there's a problem and you need to wait for the Shuma. So there are two Mahalchim that we can present in the Rambam. One is in the Ran and one is in Tosus V'Yazakim. What does the Ran say Pshat in the Rambam? Take a look. After he goes with Rabbeinu Tam, he goes to the Rambam. What does he say, Pshat in the Rambam? Udvarim shetzichim shuma kfiyas fasi kasav nanir milashin rashi. Shem kiddish ben sa'isha kodim shuma enim kudeshes. This is Rashi's approach, that the shuma has to be at the time. Otherwise, there's nothing you can do. Shem kasav rav yosef dam etzvichim shuma kim dvo shomim tchila. That's one diuk. Abo Rambam kasav rekanis to bwashin hazeh. Amo rav gadez libe gvern me'il shem shavah chamishizuz chamishin dinarim v'hayishol meshi. And so on. So one thing you see in the Rambam is that the Sfira Leizal, that Sfira of Yosef, Lo Polig, El Shein Mekudeshes, B'Shavi Shona. Avracha Shuma Modid Mekudeshes. Maybe I skipped another part. I meant to be the other part of the Ran. I'm sorry. Before this is the issue of when the Shuma can be done. We want the early part of the Ran. Take a look at the keywords of the Ran, the very beginning paragraph. Midivya Rambam Zal Nira the Shirai Mitoch Shaisha Misava Lahem Gamra Umekanya Nafsha. If we go into the brackets Miyad. Okay. Then he goes to Rabbeinu Tam. So what is the Ram said? Shirai lo tzrichi shuma. Shirai is unique. What is the idea? Because she desires it, therefore says the Ram, what makes it better? Gama mekanya nafsha kol hechad yishav. What do you get from the Ram? She's some echdas, she's not some echdas on the Shirai? Not really. But nevertheless, gama kanya nafsha. Because she wants it so badly, she's going to go for it. She doesn't really know its value, she doesn't know how much she's getting, but she wants it. So she's a new way to get kedusha. She's gama kanya nafsha because she wants it so much. That seems to be the Ram. That's the Pshat in the Rambam. We make such a big deal, samchadaita, lo samchadaita, but the maisa, gam kanya nafsha. She's not samech das on the shirai, but she's still giving kedushin. You can have kedushin even without smichas das. Yeah?
What was her problem before? It was a problem not having smichas das, essentially.
What?
Does it come back like what was essentially our problem with not having smichas das to begin with?
Okay. Okay, so if our problem is that you need the kesef has to generate gemiras das, the kesef didn't do it, did it? The kesef didn't do it, but nevertheless,
she did herself.
She did herself, yeah. But not for the kesef. But it's still good enough. Even if it wasn't for the kesef, it wasn't for the shirai. Sounds like a chiddush, no? It doesn't have to be the kesef that she's mekanya nafsha. How could it be? She can't just wish kedushin and be kedushin. It sounds like there could be a lack of smichas das on the shirai, but because she wants it so badly, she's mekanya nafsha. That seems to be the way Ran is putting it. Now Tosfos Riazakin and Daf Tes says something very different in the Rambam. Take a look how he quotes the Rambam on Daf Tes and the start of the Gemara. Kasev a Rambam. Now look how he touches the Rambam. Near Daita. The Dafka Shiroi Bekayotza Behen. Shehi Misava Behen. Meaning what? Because she has a certain natural craving for it, she wants it, says, therefore, Ume'akvan La'atzma Ve'eina Rotza L'machvan Samcha Daita. What's the point of Misava Behen? She doesn't have intention of using this and selling it for money. She wants to keep the shirai itself. She's not interested in converting it into cash to have that much more money in her bank account to use for something else. She's not thinking of the shirai in terms of what aspect of the shirai? The shabbos. You hear a lump of shabbos here in Tosfos. Okay. What is he saying? Taichi. What makes Shirai better? She's Misava, she wants to keep it. She doesn't intend to sell it. Therefore, Samchadaita. And what is she Samchadaita? On what? On the Ches. Ava b'masha ina Misava lehem. Then, Shemadaita lemachram. V'lo Samchadaita. If what you want from this object is shavyos, and then already the fact that it's not clear that this is in fact the value, that's a problem. Lakas mikos das, as we said, because if the shavyos of this item is not going to create smichas das, and the kedushin is with the shavyos of the item, then of course you can't have kedushin here, because you need something that has the potential to create generic mikos das. And that's what the Kabbalah Sekesef is all about. Shirai is different. Shirai, because as the Rambam says, she desires it, Says Tosfos Rabbi Zakein, what does she want? She wants to keep it. She wants to hold on to it. So the fact that it might not be the value that he said is irrelevant, because what is she giving herself up in Kedushin for? Not for the value of the Shirai, but the Shirai itself. Amazing. The new Taich. This is a svar that we already said way back in Rashi, if you remember. We had a mahalach in Rashi. Why did Rashi have to set up the case that he said, I want to give you this bidmeyan, as opposed to saying the way everyone else sets up the case, that I'm giving you the Shirai and they're worth 50. If we want to say a chidush in Rashi, the Rashi wants you to realize, if you would say it the other way, then it's like he's mekasha with a chetza, then for sure it'd be no problem. So everyone else assumes, no, either way you're mekasha with the shavius, of course. And even if you say it the other way, you say it the lashon of, I'm giving you the Shirai and this is, I'm giving you the Shirai worth that much. But good, but the Rambam is saying, if it's neshi, that's the point. If it's necessary, she wants to hold on to it. She wants to keep it. So she's giving herself up for the chetza. What does Rav Yosef hold? What does Rav Yosef hold? Wait, what does Rav Yosef hold? So this is the Rav, this is what the Gemara says. She writes, what's the chushuma? When it comes to something else. So then, tzvichi shuma, because there, if you're not going to keep it, then it's about the shabbos. You can make a mistake. But Rabbi Yosef says, even in the case of shirai, which she desires to keep it, there could still be a problem of lekas michas das. Why? Why? For Rabbi Yosef, apparently, it's always the condition is always defined as being for what? For the shabbos. Lashon of the brayso Rabbi Yosef used the kesef hu nikna. They ain't nicked the tfu of a kelim, and we touched that right, said the chepsa tfu of a kelim. Yosef sees that, that's his shita. It's always for the shavius. You can't circumvent the shavius and say it's for the chepsa. It's always for the shavius. So the Gemara says, this is the hachra. By shirai, then we say that the kedushin would be for the chepsa. That's why you can have kedushin, because there's no problem with that. You some of das on the chepsa. Like other things, there could be a problem with spichas das. That's the hachra of the Gemara. Ari. Yeah. So the chur, this is comes out of nafkin mina between the Ran's pshat and Tosfos Zakein's pshat. What would be if it's something which is not like silk, which is really like a very fine, exquisite material, but it's something that she has practical use for, and she's not intending to sell it. You know, she's not going to sell it. Would that need a shuma or not need a shuma according to the Rambam? According to the Ran, it seems to be Gamra Makna Nafsha, because of what Shirai is, that's why she's giving herself up even without Smichas Das. Because the way Tosfos Yazak is, it's not about that. It's about whether she wants to keep the item or sell the item. If she only sees the item from the perspective of what it can net her for the value, because she's going to sell it, but then we have a Smichas Das problem, because she doesn't feel secure in value. She doesn't know if it's worth that. But if she wants to keep the item regardless, so it doesn't matter if it's Shirai or something else, but then she's giving herself up for the item. Then you have condition. That's the chilk of the Rambam. Yeah.
Why can't we say that within the Ram, since she wants it, which means
also for the chef, for the chefsa, or what? Or you have smichas das anyway?
Yeah, like you have the smichas das because of that.
It's hard to say. He didn't say the Ran didn't say that many words, but it's. He doesn't say she's some chadai. So you're putting that into it. The Ran is government mekanya nafsh. Yeah. But the Tosfos Zakein is a clear pshat in the Rambam. We hear the point, and we understand the lumdus behind it. The lumdus is like speaks for itself. It's like that's the difference.
So
she's Tosfos Zakein, she's someone that's on the shirai as an item, because if she wants to keep the item, then that's really what she's giving herself up for the item. Yes. So it's clear that this entire, again, this distinction, Shirai versus other things, is again all working within the first Lashon, just as we saw in Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat. According to the Lashon of Lo Kaitz, there doesn't seem to be room to distinguish between Shirai and anything else, Ben Lo Rabbeinu Tam, Ben Lo Rambam. which again would suggest that this sugya, again, this hachra of the Gemara Daf Tes is sort of giving the final word that we go at Mishneh Kama, and then we're going to make this distinction between Shibari and other things. Again, the Rabbi Notam his way and the Rabbam his way. We still have to try to work through the sugya now. That's what the Lech HaMishnah tries to do. Before that, though, the other part of the Rambam. Now let's address the other part of the Rambam. What does Tzrichi Shuma mean? For Rashi and Tosfos, Tzrichi Shuma means what? At the time, beforehand, and without that, you can't have Kedushin, even though you'll do a Shuma later on. It won't help you. You need Shuma then for that to be Kedushin. That's from Yosef Shita. The Lo Samcha Daite, therefore, is going to create a problem to the extent that you didn't do the Shuma now, you can't have Kedushin, period. Tosus said that when he quoted Rashi, he ran into problems from the Gemara later. The Tosus on the bottom of Ches on the Beis, the Gemara later, of Zayin on the Beis, I mean, with the Gemara later with Shamanis Haniyar, Tosus had to figure out what to do with that Gemara. Says the Mishnah, the Rambam didn't want to have that problem for the Gemara. He had a simple answer. The Tzrichi Shuma doesn't mean that you need Shuma to be right then. It means that you need to do the Shuma, and that only when you do the Shuma will there be Kedushin. According to Rabbah, the Kedushin is Mishar Rishona. According to Rav Yosef, the Shuma has to be done, and only then will there be Kedushin. So how does it work? So why can't there be Kedushin now? What's the Gedder Hadavar? Comes to Tosfos HaZaken on here, on our Gemara, and says something of a Svara in the Rambam. What does he say, Pshat, in the Rambam? How can it be that the Kedushin will work when there's a Shuma, but the Maisa Kedushin is now? So how can there be Kedushin at the time of the Shuma? Rav Yosef agrees there'll be Kedushin, but not from now, from later. So how does that work? Zok Tosfos HaZaken over here. The Kaimalan, where does he say it? Ah, toward the bottom. The Koshu. Yeah, he refers to the Rambam here too, but Messi, you can see he talks about all that. Then he says, Lo Samcha Daita, toward the bottom of the page, Yushavit Mosh Amar, the Enema Kudeshis Adayin Atzitashim Osa. Avoshamu Velo Chazraba Vadim the Kudeshis. How can that be? The Havalei Kiman the Omar is Katsuri Bazel the Akasha Tashumi Osan. What does he call that? A Kedushin? For what? What do we call that? For the Achalamid. Right? You can, person can give Kesef now and say it's Kedesh Asli the Achalamid. So he says, that's what you have over here. Yosef says, you need Shuma, so the Kedushin will take place when you do the Shuma. How do you understand that? But the Nesinas HaKesef was now. How can you have Kedushin then? Did he say La'achalamit? How do you understand this? Like, what? How could that be? Havalei Kimisha Amar. Kimanda Amar. Hard to know what's the svar here. What do you make of this? What's the svar? Yeah? So I was going to say like this. I'm sure how to explain it so well, but I tell you, I think you're right. I think that the way that maybe to explain it is, it's the Gemara of the Nesina. In other words, or the Gemara of the Kabbalah. The way we've said, learned in the Sugya, what's the problem of Lo Samcha Daita? It's not a problem of lacking Das for Kedushin. This is, we keep coming back to this. It's not a problem of lacking Das for Kedushin on the part of the Isha. The problem lies where? Lo Samcha Daita is a problem that lies where? In the Kesef, when the Kabbalah said Kesef. The Kabbalah said Kesef cannot generate the Kenyan Kedushin because she doesn't feel secure that she's going to keep that Kesef until there'll be a Shuma. The Shuma, I'd like to explain it in this way. Again, I don't know if to bring more rias to it, but the pshat is that it's Ke'ilu, the Kabbalah said Kesef was Nigmara at the time of the Shuma. Now, if the problem were to be stam a problem general, that she does not das for Kedushin, so like, what's this going, we are creating a lachalamid here. He didn't say a word. He said, I'm a Kedushin now, it's worth 50, we don't know if it's worth 50. Rav Yosef, Tzrichi Shuma. Suddenly what's going to be, they'll do a Shuma in 10 days, there'll be a Kedushin in 10 days. What happened? He didn't say lachalamid. He wants to make Kaddisha now, presumably. Where do you get the right to suddenly make the Kaddisha Chal in 10 days? That's because you want to understand the problem in terms of there was no das for Kaddisha. The problem is, no, Mitzad Har, she's okay with Kaddisha. She's taking the money. She's taking the Shavah Kesef. The problem is that the Shavah Kesef didn't have the quality that it needs to generate the Gmir's Das, the security, and that's what you need for Kesef. You need the Kesef has to be received with the spirit of wanting to reciprocate, to give something back, and that's only true when there is a security that comes with the Kabbalah Kesef. No, if that's the case, the Gmar of the Kesef, or the Kabbalah Kesef, is at the time of the Shul. And I can hear much better what this idea is about. How do you square the Ram with the Sugya? This is where the Lecha Mishnah goes on with many kashis. Rav Yosef, Mino Aminala, Mino Aminala. No, according to the Rambam, you could be Kedushin at the time of the Shulma, right? So Rav Yosef brings the right from Eved Ivri. Mikesef hu mikne emek tuas tfu v'kelem. So what's the kasha? It's a raya that what? That Tzrichi Shulma. Why? Why? Manafshach, according to Rav Yosef, you can do Shuma later, right? And work later. So the kasha on you too. I mean, it says, Eino nikna, we ain't nikna. You do the Shuma later, be nikna. What's the kasha? And why is the kasha more on Rabbah than of Yosef? According to Rashi, if you don't do Shuma at the time, you've lost the kinyan. According to Rav Yosef, the Rabbah learns that you can do the Shuma later. Why is it better for Rav Yosef? No, so what can you answer? The shot will be Rav Yosef. Yeah, but it means ain't no nickname when Kozman. You didn't do the Shuma. Okay, that's Rav Yosef. I understand. You do the Shuma later, be a kinyan later. Ain't no nickname meanwhile. Okay, that works for me. Says Lecha Mishnah, okay, well, try the next raya. The raya from Pidyon HaBen. So, Ein Bino Padri. So, what do you mean, Ein Bino Padri? So, later on, you do the Shuma. So, Bino Padri. What do you mean, Ein Bino Padri? So, why are you going to say, Ein Bino Padri, until you do the Shuma? Come on. I mean, it's a good Pidyon HaBen. You do the Shuma later. According to Rashi, beautiful. You don't do the Shuma at the time of the Nesina, so you don't have the Kenyan. Pidyon HaBen doesn't work. What do you do now? These are kashas that the Lecha Mishnah struggles with. So what does he want to say in the end? In response to this? Who remembers? Who saw it? Lishtabas. He says, you have to go back and understand which Russian accepts that Rav Yosef said Mino Aminala. Tosus struggled with this. Lishtakama my see right with. But the first one, the Rambam will learn that it's only Mino Aminala is only said Lishtabas. Lishtakama, according to Lishtakama, Rav Yosef never brought these rights. Mino Aminala was only said for Rav Yosef within the Lishtabas. And this would, of course, solve our problem. Why? Because the Lecha Mishnah says, according to Lishtabas, this Torah cannot be true. He assumes, interesting thing, this entire Chiddush of the Rambam, that you can have the Shuma done later on, and that can therefore create Kiddushin later on, that's all according to the problem of Rav Yosef being Osam Chadaita. So then, comes the Shuma, now will be some Chadaita, now will be the Kedusha. So you don't need the Shuma to be beforehand, it could be later. But according to the list of Basra, that what's the Pshat of Yosef? That you need Kayetz. Kayetz means you need a Shuma. When does the Shuma have to be? Shas Kedusha. Mela, the entire rice is good. And those Ein a Nikim Tvus for Kalem, meaning period. List of Basra. Same thing Pidyon HaBen. Ein Bino Padre. Says, and what's the advantage you might say of saying that it's Lishna Basra? So first of all, because it could be Lishna Kama has no problem beyond Isha. The Lashna Gemara after it was what in Lishna Kama? Who's not Biki Bishuma? Itza lo Biki Bishuma. So right, if you hold that Itza is Dafka, then you certainly can't explain either of the Mino Aminalas within Lishna Kama, because only Isha lo Biki Bishuma. Here we're talking about Lav Dafka Isha. By Pidyon HaBen, it's a Kohen. Could be a Kohenis, maybe. Could be, right? Tosin, but that's not the case. It's not the case. The other case, so therefore you don't have any problem of Asmichas Das. What else is a fringe benefit of this? We stretched ourselves so hard, so low to figure out how you plug in Lishna Kama for Pidyon HaBen. Befrat, the Gros says, in Siman Shin Hei in Yeridea that Pidyon HaBen is nothing more than what? Priyas Chol B'Alma. So we have to figure out against the Gra exactly what's going on and exactly how can you plug in Losam Chadad in HaBen. We have to say it's a Mahalach, it's a Gedra of a Kinyan, it's a Pidyon and so on and so forth. No, it could be if you hold like the Gra and the Drisha that everyone quotes in the Chanami, there's no such Gemara. It's only that Tosis. Lishna Kama, not only a Tosis, but good, but Lamaisa, the Rambam, as the Lecha Mishnah says, learned the entire Amid Aleph Chesamid Ab Namina Laz Olu Lishna Basra. It comes out, we don't have to bring this whole new Yisod that Pidyon HaBen is a Kenyan. No, no, to the contrary. If it's a din of Kayitz, so it could be Shavu Kesef, one works by Kayitz. Shavu Kesef, but Pidyon HaBen is also a din of Shavu Kesef Kekesef. You need Kayitz. Yakas Michas Das, who's talking about Pidyon HaBen? So again, if you learn a Lishna Basra, then you have some fringe benefits that you don't have to, you know, embrace some of the Chidushim that we came up with when we learned the Sukkah. But again, this is all, but the Chavish was forcing himself to say that because otherwise, according to the Ram, the Shema works later. So then what's the Bikash of Pidyon HaBen from Eved Ivri? But again, so therefore the Sukkah, that Ches has Menor Min Allah is going into the Basra. Had the Ram know the Pasuk in the Shekama? What? Daftes. Because since the Gemara says Hilchisa, not Hilchisa, Kirabah. Hilchisa, what? Shirai with Vichishuma. Nechlal, that only Shirai with Vichishuma. But other things, yes. What's the difference? The difference is Shirai, a woman likes, a woman desires. That's where, why is there a difference? It only makes sense if it's because of Kayetz and low Kayetz, there should be no basis for a difference. The answer is the Gemara clearly is embracing the Svaras of the Lishna Kama, Lo Samcha Daita. And therefore, it's only by Shirai where it's better, because, again, you go with the Tazariya Zalkin's Pshat now, that she will keep it, so she's somewhat das on the Shirai itself. And therefore, other things is the promise of Sakhadaita, but Shirai, she's Samachdas and the Shirai, the Ram's Pshat, and then you have what to talk about, and the Ram knew the Pasuk Lishna Kama based on the Gemara, and it's within Lishna Kama that the Ram has his Chidush that the Shuma would work even for Rabbi Yosef. So even where it's not Shirai, even the other things that you need a Shuma, but you can have a Shuma later, and it will work later. But if you to go Lishna Basra, says Lecha Mishnah, it wouldn't matter. You need Kayitz at the time of the Nesinus, I guess. Yeah.
All Pidyon HaBen worse than the first Raya?
I mean, because as we struggled at the time, we were Sherev Rachis then, right? No?
Sure. Well, just now, where we said that.
Ah, so Pidyon HaBen, because Pidyon HaBen, the Pashtus is not a Kenyan, it's a Priyas Chol. Eved, acquiring an Eved Ivri, that's a Kenyan. But Pidyon HaBen, what's the Kenyan mechanism? The issue is Smichas Das on the Kesef in order to give something in return for the Kesef. But seemingly over here, it's simply the Kohen has received the Kesef.
I mean, for the Rambam, the Rambam, we said that these Raya shouldn't be for Yosef, they should be a Kash also for Yosef, because you could do it after.
So
you even answer
the
first Raya.
No, that's the thought, because if you want to say that the Drasha is Eino Niknek, so long as there's no Shuma Eino Niknek, okay. But Pidyon HaBen, Lamaisa, Pidyon HaBen, Lamaisa, he has to tell me until the Shuma, he didn't think that, he thought that was a bigger Dochet to say it. Questions, comments? So we try to a little bit, bring the sugya into sharper focus. After everything, you know, then you see my death test and the implications. No, any other questions, Aris? Please, Dali. Yes.
Just didn't we see at the Rambam point out that he did embrace the fact that the Kohen is like?
Yeah. So that's the Rambam here. Shem Shnayis wouldn't have that problem. Okay. All right, everybody. Let's,